discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated. Welcome to the ExitCoachRadio.com network and the Retirement Matters Radio Show, where you can hear cutting-edge ideas and strategies to help you plan ahead for your retirement years. Every week, we interview top advisors, authors, and business owners to help you plan with clarity and confidence. And now, here's your host, Buck Blanton.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you, Spike Reel, for that introduction. Friends, this is the first episode of Retirement Matters. We are a network show of ExitCoachRadio.com, and we're going to have a couple of guests today. The first will be Doug Wilder. Doug's company is called Wilder Success. Doug is an executive coach, and we'll have him just in a moment as he calls in. Our second guest today is going to be Chris Gould. Chris is part of a group that called the SBCA. That Chris is responsible with his company for designing and operating, partnering with companies called MyTech USA and MyTech Canada. It is a group that we work with called the SBCA, the Structural Building Components Association, and he will be in the second segment of our show today. As a segment of Exit Coach Radio, our show is built to bring you information from advisors, from business owners, from community leaders, and community heroes as we go through and learn more about how these advisors and others work with these business owners and to try to get information that can help you as you plan in exits for business owners and in retirement planning and retirement plans and just in retirement in general for other people. We're waiting at the moment for Doug to come in. We'll take just a second.
ECM Group is the home of fiduciary coaching. Webster's Dictionary says a coach is one who instructs or trains. At ECM Group, we instruct and train 401k plan fiduciaries to understand their role and responsibilities in guiding their corporate retirement plan. If you are like most business owners or executives, you need to run your business or do your job full time, and 401k fiduciary compliance just isn't your day-to-day skill set. Let the prudent experts at ECM Group coach you through the 401k minefield of fiduciary compliance.
For information, contact Buck Blanton at 904-955-0853. That's 904-955-0853.
All right, we're back on Retirement Matters Radio Show. I'm your host, Buck Blanton, and we're looking at this moment to bring in our first guest, Doug Wilder. Doug, are you there with us?
I am. I'm here.
Good. Great. Good to have you here. I've known Doug for quite some time. We probably go back 15 or 20 years. But Doug has gone, we met in the financial services industry, and Doug for the last several years has been working with Wilder Business Success Incorporated. Doug, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your company.
I have been now coaching for 20 years and thoroughly enjoy it because my purpose is to help others find and live their purpose. It's a calling of mine. It's something that I enjoy doing. The way I do it is I listen to people and find out what they really want, what they really want to accomplish in life, and then to make it happen.
I think one of the things we talked on the phone prior to our show to get some ideas about what we might talk about today, and I think your title that you mentioned was Overcoming Obstacles to Your Success. Tell us a little bit about how you do that for your clients.
Well, the first step is to find out what do they really want, and that involves creating a plan for them. I have them create a plan, and because I usually find that the biggest obstacles they have is they either don't have the right plan, they're not following the plan, or they come up with excuses, the government, economy, competition. dog eat their homework, whatever it might be. And we try to overcome all those obstacles and make sure that they are having fun but being successful at the same time.
That's, we all have find ways to come up with excuses for different things, don't we?
We sure do. I'm the master.
Tell us a little bit, Doug, about what your ideal client or a customer might look like.
Ideal client, I chose lawyers, honest lawyers, 20 years ago, and it's been a great market. I work with a lot of great lawyers. Most of my clients are either professionals, probably about 60% of my clients are professionals, lawyers, CPAs, and then there's another section that's corporate, large organizations that want to make sure everybody's on the team and on mission, everybody's engaged. So that's another aspect. And then there's just everybody else that falls into the category of wanting to improve themselves and have a successful business.
As I think about that, there's a lot of people out there today that use the term coach or something to try to work with their clients, whether it's counselor, coach, or other terms. What makes your process a little bit unique, Doug?
Well, my coaching process and techniques were pretty much homegrown because 20 years ago when I started coaching, I didn't know any other coaches, and so I was just making this up. My mentor at that time was a national speaker, Richard Haddon. He later wrote the book, Contented Cows Get Better Milk. And he was telling me, you know, what I was doing with people was what they're calling coaching. And they do this out in California, up in New York. He said, you ought to check it out on this thing called the Internet. And I did, and it turned out that, sure enough, they're doing it. So I started reading and listening to everything I could on coaching. So I didn't know any other coaches in town, and so I just was making it up as I went along. Fortunately, the agency I'd been working with back in the financial advice world sent me up to Pittsburgh for a week, and this was in 1993. To learn the process of Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And what came out of that was that, and by the way, that was probably your suggestion to send me up there, but thank you very much. It changed my life. It worked out very well. Yes, I was talking to my clients at the time in the financial world, and I remember one plumber saying to me, he owned his plumbing company, was an excellent, amazing businessman, and so he was saying, you know, Doug, you're here all the time talking to me about everything but investments. I mean, you know, investments is great, eventually I'm going to buy all these investments from you, but right now I want you to continue to talk to me about how I should do my marketing and sales, how I should handle my employees, how I should handle my wife. Why can't I just pay you a fee for this? And so that's how I got into this world. And so what is what I do with coaching that makes me somewhat unique is, first of all, there's a lot of experience. Hundreds of thousands of people I've talked to in the coaching process. And the other thing is that I like to have a good time. Most of my clients laugh their way to success, and that makes it fun for me and fun for them too.
That's a great way to do it, rather than trying to worry your way to success, which is difficult. Let me ask you a question when you mentioned that. It makes me think of what are some frequent obstacles that business owners or people run into as they try to plan their success?
Well, usually when they start off with a plan, they jump right into, all right, here's what they need to do, steps 1, 2, and 3. And that's probably better than no plan, but the difficulty is that what happens is I recommend they start with why. There's a book out by Simon Sinek and a YouTube video. I recommend all my clients look at the video, start with why. And what happens is when they start with why, then they start to get a bigger picture of why they're doing this. What's their purpose? What is their reason to be? Their chief aim, whatever you want to call it. It's the bigger picture that drives them. Because if they can understand that, put it into words, and the fewer, the bolder the words that possible, the stronger that statement will be. And then when they have that, then they can then offer it not only to their employees, but to their clients, to their banker, to everybody else that they might want to influence. It could even be a spouse that's going to cut them some slack and give them some more time to get the job done. If they start with why, they put the why first, then everything else starts to make sense. So that's one of the biggest obstacles. The second step is creating the strategies on how to do what they need to do, whether it's marketing strategies, relationship strategies, self-improvement. And then the third step, after the start with why, the vision, the mission, the goals, that's one. The second one is the how they're going to do it. What are the strategies? The third step is, what do they need to do? What's the action plan? What are the small steps that they need to do every day to become a success, become the success they want to become? So those are sort of the three steps that I recommend in creating the right plan. And most people, unfortunately, don't do that. Most people you'll find don't have a written plan.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think written goals and trying to go through it, it's hard to really hit your goal if you don't know what you're really trying to do. So I agree with you wholeheartedly there. Let me ask you another question. Mm-hmm. Having done this now for 20 years, you've probably seen some things morph and change within what you've done. Where do you see the history of this? Give us a little bit of history as you came into it, and then take us into the future a little bit and tell us how things have changed since you've been in it, where you think it's going.
Mm-hmm. Great question. As I was saying, you know, when I started, didn't know any coaches. Now there's lots of coaches. Coaching has become a household word. Back when I started, when I would say I'm a coach, then people would say, "What sport?" Now it's you're a coach, and then they understand that concept. So there's been a whole transformation. There used to be stigma connected with coaching, where most of my clients, all of my clients, what they tell me is confidential unless they give me permission to share something. But what I'm finding is that more and more are expecting and want to have a coach. As a matter of fact, there was a recent Stanford study that showed that just about 100% of the CEOs they talked to wanted to have a coach, but they also found that only 33% of the CEOs are being coached or get leadership advice from an outside consultant or coach. So what that's showing me is there's huge demand still. Not very many people are picking up on it as much as they would like to. And so I think there's a huge future in coaching.
Wow, that's a
but they also did say that almost 100% of those people who asked, really, you know, all the CEOs asked, they wanted to have the coaching. So
wow,
a lot more work to be done.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
wow.
I've been on a mission to put a coach in every business and home, and I still have a long ways to go.
Well, good. We're talking with Doug Wilder of Wilder Success. We're going to take just a brief moment for a commercial, but we'll come right back, and we're going to have Doug give us some precautions, maybe some tips or ideas that help CEOs and other people to plan and do a better job of planning their success. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com.
the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at exitcoachradio.com. Come listen for a minute.
We're back on with Doug Wilder of Wilder Success. We just wanted to take a moment and let Doug tell us a little bit, if he had an opportunity to talk to someone very quickly, if you had some precautions, some ideas, maybe some tips that would help people. Maybe I can't get to a coach immediately. Maybe I need some things that I can do to help me get along that path and help me start maybe working towards success or seeing the things that I need to do to hit my goals. Doug, can you give us a couple of those?
I sure can. I'll give you three of them. The first tip that I would have is don't think that bad situations will get better on their own. Festering issues almost always get worse. And so I'm suggesting that you nip them in the bud to make a conscious decision to fix or correct a situation. So if there's a situation at your work where it's just not going well, just ignoring it usually doesn't make it go away. Be proactive. The second tip I would have is again what I said before, start with why. I would watch the Simon Sinek, and that's S-I-N-E-K, Simon S-I-N-E-K, Sinek, the YouTube video about how great companies inspire their clients and their employees by putting the why first, and the why meaning W-H-Y. Why, again, it's the purpose, it's the reason to be. And so, of course, if this is difficult for you, then call me and I'll discuss it with you. The third tip I would have is write a plan that includes your vision, mission, goals, and writing becomes the key. I know you're thinking about all these things and all these concepts and what you want for success, but I'm suggesting that you start to write it down, because when you write it down, it takes on a new meaning. It takes on more concrete. It's not that it's forever. It has to be this way, but it means that now there's less wiggle room. You start to formulate your ideas so much better. Plus, your brain will start to understand something that it sees in writing. It'll start to go toward it. So put it in writing, your vision, your mission, your goals. Then I would develop some strategies, again, putting them in writing, and then implement those strategies. You might even say, here's what I'm going to do today. Here's the three steps I'm going to do today that will help me propel me towards my mission. And by doing that, good things just start to happen. Again, I would ask for help. It could be a significant other, a spouse, a friend, and a coach, an advisor, just somebody that you can just talk to and just say, okay, here's the issue I've got. What do you think of this? And or here's what I'm planning to do. Can you give me a structured framework for how to implement this, number one? Or number two, maybe you could even hold me accountable, encourage me along the path. Because we all need a cheerleader, somebody to cheer us on. So those are three tips that I would have that for your listeners.
Excellent. Doug, if you would, give us one or two, in a brief time if we can, one or two of the success stories that you've had, that you've worked with people, and kind of some of the results that you've seen with them.
I've had so many favorite clients, so it's difficult to choose one, but so I'll give you several. One client was concerned about his management team. They had divided into two warring factions, and so at the water cooler, it was becoming very nasty. And so, employees were disengaged, threatening to quit. therefore a loss of productivity, threatening turnover, you know, just tremendous value could be lost if people left. And so he had me come in and I interviewed all the managers, and I was able to discover the source of the problem. Most of them knew what the problem was, but they just were more inclined to fight the fight rather than to fix it. And boy, they just started working together. Nobody quit, and productivity just skyrocketed. They were a successful company, but they even became a more successful company. If I have time, I can give you a few other examples.
Sure, sure.
There was a brilliant lawyer who found out that when he followed the plan for finding clients, he brought in so much work, he had to hire more attorneys ahead of schedule. So again, you know, creating the plan, following the plan, great things happen. One client was having difficulty with one of the employees. We came up with a way for the employee to leave the company and to go make a better life elsewhere. And the company was able to do so much better. And so was that employee that wasn't really having fun. Difficult employees is a frequent occurrence in the coaching business, because that's when it gets pushed to the extent where they say, okay, we need to do something. So then they call in for the extra help. And sometimes the employee is worth saving, and so we save them. One client was an employee, and she was having a particularly difficult time. She wanted to go from this process, she called from A to C. We call that arrogant charming, and it worked extremely well for her. 6 months later, I was in her office, and one of her employees came in, and I was introduced to her, and she said, "Oh, you're the coach. Well, let me tell you, 6 months before you were here, she was my worst enemy, and now I watch her back." So it's amazing what can happen if people step up and start to change these things that are just festering, because they just don't get better on their own. But they can, with a little bit of attention, you just change a person, and therefore it could change the world.
Absolutely. When you mentioned problem employees, can you give us kind of a little bit of a feel when you know you've got an issue or a problem, and how quickly you should be dealing with it? And I'm sure there are different types of problem employees that create different issues in the workplace.
Yeah. Each situation, while there's some similarities, there's often a lot of variety on what a difficult employee might look like. Usually they're geniuses. Usually they're very bright, very smart people that have just gotten off the reservation, as you might say. They're no longer following the mission or understanding the bigger picture. And so sometimes it's just that they're just simply misguided and focusing. Geniuses get focused on sometimes small wrong issues that are not going to help them or help the company. Or maybe they really believe that this is the way to go, but then it's just not going to work. And so sometimes an outside person can say, "Okay, so how is this working for you? I know you've got these conflicts, and you're probably thinking that this is the right path to go, but what's working and what's not?" And usually, when a difficult employee starts seeing the bigger picture, usually they start to say, "Oh, okay, yeah, I guess I could let that one go." And once they let it go, then everything changes. I remember a CFO once, he had about 10 or so employees, and every one of them wanted him fired. they didn't like working for him. And so what he did was made a decision, and all change starts with a decision. He decided that he was going to become a people person. He was definitely a numbers person. He was absolutely a genius. He had all the numbers figured out, but he didn't have people figured out. And so we said, okay, I'm going to give you three rules. And I said, well, when you come in the morning from a long weekend, I want you to stop by at least one person's desk, and I want you to say to them or ask them, how was their weekend? And then they're going to say something, and then I want you to give something back, you know, a little piece of information back. So they're going to say, if the person says, it was a great weekend, I grilled, then come back and say, well, what did you grill? You know, and so it's a simple conversation, but he just didn't understand that this is the way normal conversations go. And once he learned that, that's what he was supposed to do, that walk to his office became much better. He didn't jump right into his office and close his door like he normally did. Furthermore, he started to feed the emotional bank accounts that individuals had and started to making more deposits than withdrawals. And that worked extremely well. And in the end, he became well-liked, and it became a good relationship. Productivity increased, obviously, because people weren't trying to sabotage him and otherwise making things difficult for him. So, you know, it's seeing the issue, addressing it, and it starts with a decision that you want the situation to change, and then making it happen. Does that make sense?
Excellent. Oh, yeah, excellent. Doug, if you would, please give all of our listeners your contact information so they can know how to find you for coaching.
Okay, good. Anybody can email me at doug@wildersuccess.com, and my phone number is 904. I'll give you my cell phone, 904-705-4567. Of course, I'm on LinkedIn. There's a Facebook, my website is wildersuccess.com. So there's lots of ways to contact me.
Fantastic. Well, Doug, thank you so much. I've been talking with Doug Wilder of Wilder Success as an executive coach. And if you would, please stay tuned. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
You've been listening to the Retirement Matters Show with Buck Blanton on the ExitCoachRadio.com network, where we upload new 1-minute tips and 20-minute interviews every day from our expert host on a wide variety of topics. And if you're on the go, you can listen from your smartphone. Just type in ExitCoachRadio.com on your mobile browser. Come listen for a minute. For ExitCoachRadio.com, I'm Spike Reel saying so long for now. Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment Advisor Representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.